It's almost 4 o'clock on a recent afternoon. I'm at a truck stop off I-57 near Crete, about 45 minutes south of downtown Chicago. Tommy Daniels is getting ready to hit the road, but is dreading the congestion on Interstate 294, which will lead him toward Indiana.
It's terrible. It's the worst thing you ever want to be caught up in.
294 is a toll route that curves around Chicago to the west and south. Daniels' trucking run takes him to near Green Bay, Wisconsin, to southern Illinois, and parts of Indiana. He says he welcomes the building of the Illiana Corridor about 15 miles south of 294. The nearly 50-mile highway would be an alternate east-west route from I-55 in Will County to I-65 in northwest Indiana.
They should have did it 20 years ago, 40 years ago.
Later today, regional planners will meet to decide if the Illiana will be a reality within the next 40 years. Up until now, the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, which does not speak with one voice, has sent mixed signals. A recent agency report says the Illiana may not save truckers all that much time. But even a few minutes could help Tim Powell's trucking company. Powell runs Eagle Express Line south of Chicago. His company hauls mail for the U.S. Postal Service all over the Midwest.
We have critical entry times that the post office has to have the mail in by, so traffic is a big deal.
In other words, congestion on I-80 or 294 might be holding up your mail delivery.
If you're going from, let's say, even the western suburbs to Indianapolis, it would make a lot of sense because you would avoid all this bottleneck traffic down here. But it all depends on how much it's going to cost for the toll as well.
If it's a tollway, there's less incentive to use it because of costs.
That's correct. So if something like that went through, you know, who knows?
But here's what the residents of Manhattan, Illinois know. Until there's a plan to relieve existing congestion, trucks will continue to rumble through this little town of 7,000 people about an hour southwest of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of trucks.
That's Ed Cooper, who I met at a local Manhattan pub called Gallagher's. Located between I-55 and I-57, Manhattan's roads are used often by truckers coming off the highways. Cooper says he also knows people whose land might be condemned to build the Illiana.
But they could start today and they won't be done in 20 years anyway. So it's not going to bother us old fart.
Because this region is home to several large intermodal facilities, building the Illiana near here makes sense. But some critics say there's not enough population to justify the new highway. Whether it's built or not by 2040, some say new homes and businesses could eventually fill in all the open farmland that's still available.
This will develop. It will grow.
Ben Hike is a Manhattan resident who works as an attorney in nearby Joliet. I met him at a pumpkin patch near where an interchange for the Illiana could go one day. Because it's a few miles from the Madewin National Tall Grass Prairie, some environmentalists oppose the Illiana. Still, Hank says there's been surprisingly little talk about the Illiana around town. Folks might be skeptical since another nearby development project has gone nowhere, the so-called Piatone Airport. So the Illiana decision will affect not just a potential third Chicago airport, but also how this entire South region grows in the future.
Well, it looks like it's all designed around a Piatone airport. And if the Piatone airport doesn't go in, then it is a highway to nowhere.
The Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning is set to vote this afternoon at 3. I'm Michael Puente.